Today's parak in Tanakh is Shmuel Aleph, parak Tet. Yesterday we saw that we had arrived at the first stages of the connection to Malchut, which was the understanding that there needed to be a Melech, but with the misconception that it was possible for Malchut to be imposed, in which case it would turn out to be something that was not only Sha'ul in the sense of asked for, but Sha'ul in the sense of borrowed. And indeed, today, Kadosh Baruch Hu had commanded Shmuel to go ahead and make a Melech. Shmuel had told everybody, well, you can all go home, meaning in a sense, as the Medrash points out, there's nobody here, that's right. But stay tuned, and we'll take care of it. So indeed, we continue now with the background to the story that would lead to the actual Mashiach in tomorrow's parak of Shaul. Tzvayish mi Binyamin. Ushmo Kish ben Aviel ben Sror ben Bechorat ben Afiach ben Ish Yemini Gibor Chai. Now there was an individual that was from Binyamin, and that individual's name was Kish. And there was, of course, a very small population in Binyamin because of the Mice of Pelegish Begiva, but this had been one of those families that had rebuilt itself. There was someone who was very Choshev, and he was a Gibor Chayel. And an ish, Yemini, is usually a simon of special chashivas. Ish means one that is miyuchad, anashim. And this man's name was Kish, the son of Aviel. Now, actually, Kish is called the son of Ner in Divrei Ayomim, because I'll say that the zechus to the family that he was zechut to Malchus through Shaul was because of the commitment to Ner, that this was an individual who was modeling for the rabbin, so he would actually put up lamps at night so that the roads were safe. Because of that commitment to the Zechus rabbin, there was in him already glimmerings of Malchus. Through that Zechus, ultimately his grandson became a king. V'lo hayab bein. Now he had a son, Ushmo Shaul, and this son was very, very miyuchad. He was bachur, he stood out. V'tov. Tov, in the sense of good inside. Tov, as the Targum says, he was beautiful, physically beautiful. There was no one else in the entire country who was greater than him in those miles. He was good looking, he was a good person. In every sense, he stood head and shoulders, as we said in English, head and shoulders above the rest of the people. Yeah. Vatovatna ha'atonot, l'kish avisho. Now, we've already seen that atonot are a sign of what today a jaguar is, basically. The atonot, rochve atonot, the people who were choshev would keep these very special atonot. You'll notice that it says ha'atonot, which is mashma, the ones that were indeed very choshev. So we had before rochve atonot zchorot, we had the description of the important people that were riding on their jaguars. So the atonot apparently that was like the latest model. So the best atonot, it's hard for us to relate to, but clearly, I mean, you take a look in old pottery, old drawings, they relate it to the animals sometimes in the way that the newest car advertisements will bring out the beauty of a car. They did the same thing with the animals that were used for rechiva. They had wandered away. Kish el Sha'ubano. So Kish tells Sha'ul, Kachna itchat achad mi'anarim. Take one of the boys who works and go out. V'kum leich bakeshet atonot. I mean, these are expensive. Expensive atonot. See if you can find. So vayav or bahar Ephraim. So he goes on this journey to find the atonot. So the first place he looks, he goes in the direction of Har Ephraim. Har Ephraim, of course, is in the entire area really above. Rei Yehuda goes all the way up to the Galil. So he goes through Har Ephraim, vayavor, be'eretz Shalisha. He goes through the Eretz that's called Shalisha. We know that there's a place, we have Baal Shalisha. Rabbi Meir actually says in the Gemara that the Mokom that's mitbaker first in Eretz Yisrael is Baal Shalisha, in terms of the first pairs of Eretz Yisrael, which is Mashma, that it was around the area of Maale Ephraim, down in the Bik'ah. So it's a very, very hot and rich area. So things there come to fruition first. He assumed, apparently, that the Atonot had gone in the direction of the warmth and of the easy way down, and he didn't find Volomitzo. So then he went vayavru be'eret Sha'alim. He went through the land of the Sha'alim. Maybe this is a lashon of unsettled area, lashon shu'al. Not clear exactly where this is. And va'ay, nothing there. Vayavor be'eretz yamini, he goes through Eretz Yamini, not referring to Eretz Binyamin, because that's where he came from, but it must be a place in the area of the Har Ephraim, Lo Mitzah, doesn't find it there. Sheimabo be'eretz Tzuf, they came now to, this is Tzuf, what are the people that are listed in the genetic list of Shmuel, right? So they went through that area. V'shol amar l'naro asherimo, Shol says to the boy, you know, this is no good. L'chav and Ashuva, I think we better get home. Then Yechdal avim in ha'atonot v'dag lano. I mean, my father's going to stop worrying about the atonot. He's going to get more worried about us. So it's not a good idea. There's a beautiful Tosefta that says, because of the fact that Shaul said he'll be worried about us, instead of saying he'll be worried about me, I mean, why would the father be worried about us? That itself was Ginune Malchus. That's why he was Zeicha to Malchus. It's that attitude that he was Mashve, the concern for every person, would not put himself in a position in which he'll say in front of somebody else, he'll think about me. It's not showing the concern and the connection between people. And so he used the word v'da'ag lanu. It's a subtle point. But if it comes here as an introduction to the story of the Malucha, it must be a very meaningful point. Vayomer lo, hine na'ish Elohim bi'ir hazot. So the boy says to him, you sure we should leave so fast? You know, this is, they're pointing now to a city, apparently Ramah, the city of Shmuel. This is a famous place. They say there's this man of God that lives here. Ish nichbad, kol ashi daber bo yavo. People talk about him. Now we saw that everybody was talking about Shmuel, that he was Naaman. Everything he says comes true. Why can't we go to him? We can ask him about the Atonot. And that's really the halacha. You can ask a Navi anybody, anything. And that's how the Torah actually introduces one of the elements of Navi. You don't have to go to Ez by Ov, Yedoni, and the stupid things, that's for the Goyim. Navi, Ubakim, Bikirbecha, you can ask him. So, we lost something, let's go ask him. Tan El Chashan, let's go there, Ulay Agidlano et Darkeno Asher Halachno Aleha. Maybe he can point out the way to the Atonot. What happens? What should we do? So we'll ask him. Well, Yomer Shol, Naro, if we'd go, Neilech, Manavila Ish. What are we supposed to bring him out? We're going to come in there and not show covet him by giving something. We don't have anything. We don't even have any food left. We don't have any type of offering to the man. What do we have? I can't go under these conditions. Now, Lemaisa, we know, as we'll see later on, Shmuel never accepted anything from anybody. So this was not that this was the minhag of Shmuel. It's that Shmuel assumed that it's one of these cases. You bring a little gift and I give you a bracha, you know. But that wasn't the case really at all. But Yosef anar la'anot et Shaul, the boy wanted very much to go. So he tells Shaul, well, hinei tzavi adi reva shekel kasef, I've got a quarter. I mean, if you're embarrassed, I'll give it to him. V'natati l'ish Elohim, I'll give it to him. I don't feel good about coming back without having achieved anything. V'yigid lanu et rachinu. Now, lefanim b'Yisrael, now, just as an aside, you should know that ko amar ha'ish blechto l'drosh Elohim, l'chu v'nelcha ad haro'eh, that the way that people used to look at things, this could be that this is an insertion, lamaisa, of one of the parts that was not written by Shmuel himself. So the Chazal say, because there's parts of the Sefer, like Shmuel made, and so on. I mean, who wrote all of that? So that was written by Gad HaChazeh and Natan HaNavi. So the two people themselves had different hagdoras. Gad was a Chazeh, and Natan was a Navi. So it makes sense that they would be the one to define the different ways of relating to Navias. In the early days, remember that Shmuel was one of the first of the popular Nevi'im. So that, because Ein Chazon Nifrat, says up until the time that Shmuel was there, Nevi'is was something that was a personal darga, but wasn't usable by people to come and ask questions. But in those days, we didn't relate to Nevi'im as Nevi'im, who would be giving over the word of the Lord. But it was somebody who had, like, clairvoyance. Yeah, you needed a question, you go and ask him. So we call them ro'ehs. People would say, go to the ro'eh. Ki la'navi hayom, what today we call a navi, used to be called yikare lefanim ha'ro'eh. Vayomer Shaul, so now that you understand that, you'll be able to understand the conversation that follows. Getting back to the story. Vayomer Shaul le'naro. Okay. Tov devarcha l'chav ne'elacha. Okay, if you've got it all worked out, you take care of it, we'll go. Vayelchu ala'ir ha'shasham ish alayim. And so they go to Rama, basically. Kisham Beito. Now, we know that we were told at the closing of the story of Shmuel that he built a Mizbeach in Rama. And that Mizbeach suddenly turns out to be now very significant. I mentioned earlier, just for remnants, that there was a Chavivus that is his personal Bama. Because remember, this is during the period of Novi Givon, and a Bama's Yochid is Butter. Now it turns out that the entire Mesira of the Melucha was part of the story of what was done at that Bama. Hema Olim B'Ma'aleya'ir. So they're going up to Rama, and we saw Ramatayim Sofim is two cliffs, and it's very high. And they're going up to the Ma'aleya'ir, might even have been stairs. And Hema Matzun Ne'arot, that are Yotzot L'Shuv Bamai. They find a gaggle of girls who turn out to be giggling when they're going out to draw the water. So they asked the girls, Hayesh Bazer Haro'eh? Do you happen to know of the famous Ro'ez in town? Vata'anena otam vatomarna. So now the combination of the language, vata'anena, vatomarna, is meant to give you the sense that we are about to disjointedly present to you a poetic sense of everybody talking at once. So you have to imagine this basically on stage with everybody saying something. We have to spread it out in the pasuk, but the pasuk doesn't read in a linear fashion. It reads in a fashion in which people are giggling and gaggling, and they're all talking. So this goes on for quite a while. Oh, yes, yes, yesh, hinei lefanecha maherata, yom ba lagir, tzevacha yom la'am babama, kevoacha maher, kentim tzunoto, b'terbi ala b'mata la'echol, you know, lo yom chalam ad bo'o, hu yavarecha tzevach, achaken yochlu akroim, atalu, oto ayom tim tzunot, woof. This is an awfully mixed up and long-winded discussion. So let's just talk about, hurry up, it's just today that he came to the city, and today is the day that he's going to bring on the Bama, the Zevach that he brings when he comes back. This is, of course, Kisham Beito, when he would come. As we saw earlier, the Mizbeach came Kisham Beito, which means that when he would come, Zehayom, he would bring a korban. And so as you come into the city, you'll find him, because the Bama is right outside of the city. Before he goes up to the Bama to eat, no one's going to eat until he first makes a bracha on the Zevach, which we learn out of Lach Lamaisa, that there's a chiyav of a separate bracha, you have to make a separate bracha besides the Birkas Haneni, we actually learn out from here. And then the people that are invited are able to eat, but nothing's going to happen until he actually does. If you hurry up, you'll find him just today. Isn't that amazing? Now, the Gemara says, what is all of this talking about? So there's a number of different approaches. One man, the Omer, says, okay, it's girls. They like to talk. It's the Dabraniote. And he says, no, we're talking about Shaul. He's gorgeous. They can't take their eyes off him. So Lamai said they're trying to delay Shaul from going anywhere. The other man, the Omer, says, no, that's not the point. The point is that there needed to be a 10-second delay before Shaul would arrive. Why? Because Eim Malchut Dogat Bechaverta Afilu Kamelo Nima. So because of the fact that when Shaul would arrive, it meant the transference of the Rishus from Shmuel to Shaul, there were 10 seconds still that were remaining to Shmuel. So somebody had to delay it. So they were the ones that were delaying it, and that's what it's coming to bring out. Now, Lamaisa, there's a very interesting medrash that doesn't show up in the Gemara, and because of the fact that it doesn't show up in the Gemara, we indeed do not paskin like it. It appears in the Medrash Shmuel, and the paskin talk about it. And there it says that Rabbi Yossi tained against Rabbi Yehuda, that if you, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that they couldn't get their eyes off of Shaul. So Rabbi Yossi tained to him, isn't there an iser kederach she'yev shala ish, lazunet einav mi isha she'ina ru'uya lo? How come you're turning them into people that would do something that's usher? So therefore, there's got to be another explanation. Must be, comes along Rabbi Yehuda to say, when this is brought in the Gemara, it's brought without that piece. Based on this piece, there was an entire fullness about whether a mechitza needs to be created so that the women can't see the men. Because according to this, women are not supposed to be looking at the men. Halacha Lamaisa was paskin not like that. That we never see any hakpada. And that, in fact, a braita or a medrash that appears where the Gemara brings the same thing and Bedafka leaves it out is considered to be mishabash. And it's wrong. Bedafka do not paskin like this. And because of that, the only machlokas over here is based not on the question whether it was appropriate for the women, but rather whether there's a deeper reason that needs to be built into the nature of malchus. That's the point that Rabbi Yossi is making. That since this entire story is a story about the development of the malchus is given to Shaul, every part of it must be central to understanding the nature of malchus. And therefore, the concept of ein malchut bo gad b'chaverta is much more meaningful than the issue that women like to speak. For this, I don't need a pasuk. Indeed, we learn from here, by the way, that if somebody's coming into a place and he meets a group of girls, he's destined for great things. So vayalu ha'ir, they go up to the city. Hema ba'im betoch ha'ir, and they're about to come into the city. V'nei Shmuel yotzei likratam. Shmuel is coming towards them, la'alot ha'bama. But it's not simply that Shmuel is coming towards them by accident. This whole thing has been planned. And now we're getting the background to the planning. This is another parasha in the correct breakup. Badunai galat ozin Shmuel, yom echad, lefnei bo Shaul, lemor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given Shmuel an avias about the coming of Shaul a day before. So that the truth was that what the girls were telling him, as if he has an opportunity to just hop in and maybe meet Shmuel, the entire thing had been planned from beginning to end for Shaul. So that the Shmuel had come, had invited people specifically for that purpose, was going out to greet him when he came to meet him, and the entire thing had been planned, and he was the guest of honor. Now, this kind of something is a shock to Shaul, who thought that he was just a kid that was coming in and wanted to get some information from the famous Ro'eh. So everything was exactly the opposite of what Shaul thought was happening. And this is what Lamor, this is what Hashem had told Shmuel. You should know that at this particular time, tomorrow, look at your watch, Eshlach elecha ish me'eretz Binyamin, I'm going to be sending you, and that's how Shmuel knew when to go out, because he looked at his watch. So I'm going to be sending you a man from Eretz Binyamin. That man is the one whom shachtul nagid al ami Yisrael voshiat ami miat plishtim. We see from here that the nature of the malchus at this point was very wrapped up with the plishtim. We furthermore see from here, though it said before the plishtim at this point were nichnoim. So Radak points out they're only nichnoim as long as Shmuel was active. But the moment, because it says vati yad Hashem beplishtim kol yemei Shaul. That means that as the time Shazakein Shmuel, if it couldn't be Mochiach them, so then the plishtim started again, being Moshel Behem. It was directly dependent on the level of Adrocha that they had from Shmuel and the level of the activity of Shmuel. So you see from here that we need now a Melech that's going to be Moshiach Miat Plishtim. This becomes central in David HaMelech's entire Meluche. That's how it begins with the whole relationship with Goliath. This is why it becomes part of the relationship between Ruth and Orpah back at the beginning, is that she meets the Gedud of Plishtim on her way, leaving Naomi. So there's going to be a man that you should be Moshiach. He will be the one that will be Moshiach, which is what they were timing, that Shmuel, we can't rely on personalities. We need to have a Melech. And the reason I'm doing this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki ra'iti et ami, ki ba'a tz'akato elai. The same lush that we find by Mitzrayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that hinei tz'akat b'nei Yisrael ba'a elai. There's a point where I have rachamim, even where they're not roi for it. U'shmuel ra'at Shaul, Shmuel sees Shaul, v'adunai anahu hinei ha'ish asher amarte elecha ze yatzor ba'ami. Here is the man that I told you. This is the man that is going to control my people, and he will be the Yorish Ha'etzer, so to speak. Vayigash Shaul al Shmuel, so Shaul is going over to Shmuel betoch hashar. Vayomer, he doesn't expect to actually meet Shmuel, because, I mean, it should be very difficult to meet Shmuel. The problem is that Shmuel was on his way to meet him, but he didn't know that, so he sees a man coming to him. So he says to him, Hagida nali, is a Beit HaRoeh? Could you tell me where the house of the Roeh is? Vayan Shmuel at Shaul vayomer, Anochi haro'eh. You meet him, you don't have to go to his house. Now this was not a nice lashon for somebody to identify himself as I am the seer. And the Medrash says, Kadosh Baruch said to him, oh, you're the seer. We'll see how well you see when it comes time to be choosing David. You'll choose exactly the wrong guy. Because to you, who are so-called a ro'eh, Hashem is the ro'eh el alev. And an Adam is ro'eh, what appears to him to be good. So you're not a ro'eh. But we'll teach you later. But meanwhile, I am the ro'eh. He says to Shaul, alei lefanai habama v'achalta mimiayon. I want you to walk ahead. You go up to the bama. This is all about you, baby. And you're going to eat with me, right next to me. And in the morning, I'll let you go on. V'shilachticha v'boker v'chol asher bilvavecha agid lach. I'm going to tell you everything that you've always wanted to know, but we're afraid to ask. As far as the silly atonot, I know you want to know about that. Just to set your mind at ease, latonot ha'ovdot lecha, ayom shloshet yamim, al tasem et lipcha lehem, kinim tzor, forget about this already. It's 3 days from the time that they were lost. They've already been found. Don't even think about them. And after all, for you to care about atonot, lamiko chemdat Yisrael, who owns everything in the country? Halo lecha lechol beit avicha. It all goes to you, my son. This, of course, is very confusing to show. What the heck? But Yan Shaul Vayomer, wait, there's obviously some mistaken identity over here. I'm just one of those guys that are the leftovers of Binyamin, you know? Halo Benyamini Anochi. First of all, it's Miktanei Shivtei Yisrael. I mean, after the Milchemet, the Civil War of Peleg Shebegiva, there's hardly any of us. Don't talk to me about being the most chashuv here. Not only that, I mean, it's from the smallest of the mishpachot that are there. And dibarte like at the varazan. I don't understand what you're saying. Why are you talking this weird way to me? He comes and he takes them into his office where he's bringing in his special guests. And he gives them the place at the head of the table, in front of all of the people that had been invited. These weren't just people that happened to be. He invited them for this purpose. It was about 30 people only that were invited into his private chambers. Vayomer Shmuel at Tabach, Shmuel says to the butcher, the guy in charge of the kitchen, Tznata manasha natati lach, that special piece that I told you to reserve. Asher amarte lach, simota imach. I told you, put that aside. The guy is here that it's for. So Vayorem at Tabach at Ashok ve'aleach. So the tabach lifts up, the shok, that's already the dove that's chashev, plus what's on, it's machlokas, three-way machlokas, what's that's referring to? What is the aleah? Is it the shofi? Is it the plus on the shok? Is it, okay. But it's obviously the most important chelik, and he's making a whole point of it, to say in front of Shaul, this was set aside l'chatchila for you, and Shaul is getting more and more confused about what's going on over here. Clearly something big is happening, and he's stumbled into something beyond his imagination. And he puts it in front of Shaul. Vayomer hineh hanishar. Sim lefanecha echol. This is what was set aside. Everything else could be eaten, but this was set aside for you. Putting it in front of you, echol. Ki lamoed shamor lecha. This is a very special occasion. It was put aside for this occasion. And it's for this occasion that it was set aside. Lemora amkarat. I called all the people. That's the moed. A kruim are for an invitation. Moed actually means hazmana. Kareem is Azmana. This is a special moment for which all these people that you see here were invited. Vayochal Shaul im Shmuel bayomahu, and so Shaul eats with Shmuel. Vayeredu mi'abama ha'ir, they're coming down now, from the bama, down to the city. Vayedaber im Shaul al hagag, and he has a private conversation with Shaul on his roof. Vayashkibu vayikalot ha'shachar, they get up. And vayikra Shmuel al Shaul hagag limor, so he calls him back up. And he says, Kuma v'ashal checha. Come, I have things to tell you. Vayokom Shaul, vayetzu shneem hu u'shmuel achutza. So apparently what had happened over here is that they had spent the night discussing inyonim of the melucha. Rashi says he had been mochiach him, was teaching him what he did wrong, how to be marba yiras shemayim. And he said, before I'm going to tell you all of the things that you always wanted to know but were afraid to ask, well, I'm going to tell them to you. So that basically he transformed Shaul, and we'll see that this is very important later, that the whole madrega of Shaul changed, and that Shaul viewed the conversation with Shmuel as being extremely intimate, something that he never wanted to share with anyone. And so afterwards, they go back down. And so first, they go out alone, Vayokom Shaul v'yetzu shneihem hu v'shmuel achutza. And then it comes time to leave. Em yordim b'kitzei ha'ir, Shmuel is walking along with him and the boy. Shmuel amar al Shaul, so Shmuel says to Shaul, Emor lenar, tell the boy to move away. Ve'yavor lefaneinu, let him go ahead. Now, the ma'isa mishicha, there's generally an inyan, and the halacha, that mishicha takes place next to water. So over here we saw already the Benot that were Shoavot, that they met down at the bottom. Those were the ones that they asked, Hayesh Paro'eh. So they were Yotzot Lishov. That means that when they were about to go up the stairs, apparently the Ma'ayan was at the bottom. So people would come down all of these stairs of the road in order to be Shoav. Amaisa, again, just like the Bama was important, the Ma'ayan was important. All the various things start adding up at the end of the story. So that Shaul now understands that he met the Banot that are Shoavot. He's been taken back to that place. And that place is the place where you can do Mishicha, which we're going to see tomorrow. Again, because the boy was not supposed to see, and all of this was still private and intimate. So he tells the Nar to go ahead. V'ata amot kayom, I want you to stand, v'ashmiacha et devar Elohim, I'm going to tell you over the Nevi'is that is nogea you, which we will see tomorrow.